Hi, and a very, very warm welcome back to the Soul Trader podcast series. I'm Rashid Oganloru, coach, speaker, and author of Soul Trader and founder of SoulTrader.biz. Today's topic is instinct and intuition. It's interesting, isn't it, that perhaps these are qualities that are underappreciated when we generally think about business, first of all. It's quite funny that, though, because very often what will have given birth to the business in the first place would be just some idea, something that's just emerged in one's mind. And yet, once we get emerged in and submerged by all the day-to-day stuff in business, that we are very logically limited. And so, if you like, we've got these three different things that are going, three interlinked things. One is your intelligence, your intellect, the knowledge that you have, the logical knowledge that you have, the information that you have gathered about life, the ideas that you hold. This is the intellect, this is your intelligence, if you like, and what we tend to refer to. So we think about things and we think rationally and logically about stuff, and we look up the information, and if it's there, we work with it. If it's not there, then it's not there. It's not proven. So that's one thing. All the stuff we've learned, we've studied, and people have told us, and this is the information, and so on. Fine. It's very important. It has its place, and it's all very well. But left to that alone, there's no richness in life, there's no fulfillment in life, and there's this feeling constantly that there's something missing from your business. It's just hard work, it's a hard slog, right? And you're constantly trying to keep up with the latest intelligence. So actually, you're already limited because there is this sense that you don't know everything that there is to know, and yet you're keeping going round and round and round in your head or within certain tracts within your mind and traits. And habits. Then there's instinct. So already, and I invite you as you listen to this to sit with it. You might want to close your eyes. Consider instinct. Now, instinct has a slightly different feeling. As something of intelligence, intellect to it, but there's a hunch, isn't there? There's a feeling. So now we're bringing in feelings to it. So it's not just logic, it's not just thought. We now have a kind of a feeling that something's not right, a hunch. Temperature's changing. Maybe I'm feeling colder or something. Maybe something's happening. Maybe there's something going on. Maybe something's gone in that room. You know it because you get home and you walk into a room, nobody's saying anything, nobody's giving that much away, but you know that something's going on. There's something in the air. Can tell. You have an instinct. You're speaking to a friend over the phone. There's something in the voice. You know there's something that's not right, or that they're holding something back. They might even be excited about something. You can tell. It's not just purely by your logical discernment. There's something else. There's an instinct, perhaps linked to a deeper knowledge or past knowledge stuff that isn't just that quite what's front of the mind. It's that instinct. People talk about all talks of types of instinct, don't they? The fight, flight instinct. The paternal instinct, the maternal instinct, paternal. You know, all these different instincts. So we have this thing about instinct, and we can't quite pin it down, can we? But it's there. You know, it's there, isn't it? And then some people tell us that it's there in our in how we're wired, that we'll instinctively do this or we'll instinctively do that. So maybe that's something that's, you know, even in the body, in the cell somehow. Who knows? Again, that's the mind just trying to get involved. Who knows? It's there. Most of the time, we don't know why it's there, but there's something just telling us to do something. You know, and so you might have an instinct to call somebody to suddenly go home. And people have told me so many stories about this. I remember speaking to a contact of mine a while ago, and she said that once she had this just instinct that at a certain point to go home, and just as well, because there was a safety issue that she had to kind of attend to. It was just something instinctively said to her. And then, and now as we begin to talk about instinct, and with that example, we're hedging toward intuition. And where is the line between instinct and intuition? And I guess the more centered, more still that you are, the more it is that you're going to be intuitive. So if you just consider it gently, we've moved from intelligence, what I know, what the data is saying, what the spreadsheet's telling me, what the books have told me, what I've been told about myself, what everybody else is doing, to instinct, which is just, let me just try this. Let me, for some reason, this is what I feel. It's funny for me as a singer and dancer, for example, I used to be a singer, as many of you may know, and I was talking to a contact who I know who is a dancer, and I was saying to them that before, in my early days of my singing, in fact, just before it had started, I had been asked by a friend of mine who was a singer to be one of the dancers in their dance group. I wasn't trained as a dancer, always loved dance. And if I were to believe in previous incarnations and so on, I could possibly have a feeling that I would have been some kind of a dancer. So again, it's interesting, all of this kind of stuff. But again, you know, where some other people could be choreographed, I would just intuitively pick things up. When it comes to music, I can't work on things that mathematically, but I just have a feeling of when to come in. I have a feeling of how it works. I work on that level intuitively. So it's very interesting, all of this stuff, the stuff that you can't quite pin down. So this intuition, what is it that we're talking about? It's something that gives us some other kind of a insight. It's something that the mind can't quite get its head around. It's something the mind might have a view about. Well, you know, where's the evidence of that? But it's something that's there. And in fact, as we consider this, I'm going to invite you to stop and pause and think about when are the times in your life when you've just had a hunch, instinct, whatever word you want around it, about something, we just had a feeling. And again, it's good to know at that moment that sometimes it's language that gets in the way. I have a saying that language is man's greatest contribution to understanding and misunderstanding. Language. Because once we have language, then I have interpretation comes soon after, isn't it? So then suddenly we've got ideas about this and that. And it's that filtering that perhaps draws this wedge between the doors, if you like, of the intelligence. Maybe there's generally just a draft above and below of where a little bit of intuition, instinct might come through. But when are the times in your life that you've been intuitive, when you've just had a hunch to do something? It might have been when you started up in your business. It may have been a particular time when you were young. I remember once coaching a lady who works a lot using her intuitive gifts, and she told me that she always had a sense of things. She had this sense for her linked to the spiritual gifts that she's got, the healing gifts that she has. And she was just very aware of them very, very early on. So if you like, there's a stillness. There's a tuned-inness, there's a centeredness of those people who are what we would call intuitive. Their abilities of hearing, seeing, feeling are more pronounced. So if you're the kind of person who is a sensitive soul, as they say, most of the time we interpret that through the mind as being maybe something that's quite a problem, because we all suddenly, you know, we'll react to this or we'll react to that. But actually, there's so many beautiful things about it. The potential for you to be in tune. The question is, are you listening to these things? Are you feeling these things? Are you acting on them? And what happens so often is a feeling or a type of an insight comes up and we run it by the logical stuff that we know. And then we'll just think, well, this doesn't fit. So you're always trying to, isn't it funny, you're in this strange scenario where on the one hand, you're trying to grow and you're trying to blossom. But on the other hand, you're trying to grow and you're trying to blossom based on whatever happens and checking that against what you already know. But what you already know, unless you are omniscient, unless you know everything, unless your knowledge has covered every aspect of what there is to know, then it's limited. Isn't that bizarre? So the doors are closed. But ironically, so many business people and so many scientists also actually will work from a hunch, a hypothesis, and then explore. Then look at what the data says. But it's the instinct that comes first. It's the hunch. It's the feeling. You have it all the time. Not feeling, not sure about that. Just doesn't feel right. It doesn't sound right. Doesn't sit easy with you. Maybe this is the moment to let go of the words. Intelligence. Instinct. Intuition. And to be stiller. Said it many times, I'll say it many times again. If you listen closely enough to life, it'll whisper its secrets to you. I remember once, that literally happened, a number of times it literally happened. That quote came into my mind. It came to mind. So if we're still enough, stuff will come into our mind and stuff will come into our lives. It was interesting, just before recording this, I had posted a tweet on my Twitter account, you know, which was basically saying, you know, don't be limited, you know, that intelligence is just one aspect of one dimension of ability to let in instinct and intuition and creativity. And I put that on my Twitter, and I just turned to my my LinkedIn, and there the last post was sent by my brother, and my brother had linked to some entrepreneur, some successful speaker or entrepreneur, talking about how emotional intelligence is one of the key things now for leaders. Emotional intelligence. Right, so that's going beyond the intelligence that we tend to operate with day by day. Isn't that interesting? Just this morning, I was having contact with a conversation with someone who I mentor, who, when we started working together, somebody who's very well qualified in what they've done, I was just inviting to be quieter and stiller and to apply that to her business, because she uses these skills, the instinct, intuition, stillness, meditation, and all sorts of stuff within the work that she does, and she's very experienced at this. But when it comes to actually applying it to how we go about the day-by-day stuff of winning business, so often we don't do that. So even those people who are creative, they're intuitive, and they have this kind of insight and so on, very often when it comes to running a business that we feel, oh, now I've got to run it just this logical way. Nonsense. The invitation of the sole trader is to follow your heart. Always to follow your heart. It's only your heart. It's only the stuff of the heart. It's only this stuff that's really going to nourish you. The times when somebody will say something and it will touch you so much at heart. I was running a workshop just before the weekend for the National Health Service for some staff and for some service users. And at the end of one of the sessions with the staff, I was speaking to one or two of the people there, and it was very, very interesting. And I was just saying to one person, I said that, you know, the funny thing is, as much as all the content is really important in a course, in a training, because of course you're delivering specific stuff, to me, that's not the stuff that really makes the magic happen. That's not the stuff that makes a transformation. That's not the stuff that's healing. The stuff that's healing is the being, is the connectedness. It's the heart stuff. It's when you are in tune, in touch, insightful, open-hearted, that your customers will be enchanted and your contacts will feel as though you're on the same wavelength. When you'll have the courage to move beyond what you normally will do and accept that invitation, which actually is the place that perhaps is you meant to be, because something magical happens at it. What have been the moments in your life where you followed your heart? What are the times in your life when you've listened to your inner voice? How often in life is it that you're lost in the noise? The noise of life. Here, in this talk, we're getting slower and slower and slower. As we become slower and stiller, we become quieter, we become calmer. We hear more. Maybe you can even hear the train going by. We see more. We're far more aware of others' feelings and our own. You're aware when you're tired. You're aware when you need to rest. You're aware when you've been negating how you've been thinking or challenges or others. You've just been so caught up in your pursuit, so caught up in your ideas of what you should be doing, of what's really important, what you think's important. But suddenly when you slow down, you know what's important. So really this talk is just an invitation again to be stiller, to be quieter. And it's an invitation for you to get in touch with your own sense of this. You see, one of the magical things about life is that we all have these varying gifts, these differing ways to be in tune with ourselves, to create. So my message here is, just before we close, if you're if you're quite a creative, if you're quite an intuitive, if you have this magic anyway, to trust it, to use it, because I meet so many teachers, healers, therapists, trainers, creatives, artists, who have these gifts, and maybe even use them in their day-to-day business or in their art or in their therapy, whatever, with clients, with customers, or to put on a show. But then they negate that these are the things, the same things that will nourish you personally in your life, in your relationships, in all that you do. It's like I say, you know, it's one thing doing what you love for a living, but it's another thing to do what you love for a living with love. That everything has that taste, that feel to it. Suddenly, the lines between intelligence, intellect, insight, intuition, information soften. The lines between you, me, yours, mine, him, her, this, that, good, bad, right, wrong, soften. The fears and the doubts ease. The tension becomes attention and rich intention. And that's the invitation. That's the invitation of life. That moment, I want to bring this to a close, and maybe you might want to stay in this quieter, contemplative space. It's quite a beautiful space, isn't it? All the things that you thought were so important before soften, and maybe you're not even that interested in going back to what you were doing before that was so important. Maybe you just want to stay here in the heart. It's interesting, from here, if you carry the spirit of this forward, once you pause this, turn this off, flick off the computer or what have you, if you keep a little bit of this silence, that which is really important for you to do, you will just address. And you'll leave some of the noise behind. If you've enjoyed this, you can check out the other podcasts in the series. You might be listening to this on iTunes or on www.soul-trader.biz. If you haven't visited the website, there's lots of stuff on there. There's a free chapter of the book. There is a free membership. There is podcasts, obviously, like this. There's free webinars. There's articles and all sorts of videos and stuff. And you'll find our YouTube channel. Why not follow us on Facebook and on Twitter too? And that will keep you in touch with news. There's also a newsletter. So I hope you enjoy this stuff. And I really hope it's really helpful and nourishing to you personally and in terms of your business. And for you really to enjoy your business and to enjoy every moment of that, because it is a real blessing. It's a real gift to be able to create anything for people and to be of service to people. And that's what it's about, really, isn't it? Anyway, it's been good to be here with you. Do post your comments if you enjoy these podcasts. Or if you've got topics that you'd like me to cover in future podcasts, I'd be delighted to just, you know, do comment. I'd love that. And these are for you. So enjoy. Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.